The number 7 has multiple correspondences in different symbolic systems. It is related to the 7 days of the week, the 7 planets, the 7 degrees of perfection, the 7 celestial spheres or levels, the 7 petals of the rose, the 7 heads of the Naya of Artkor, and the 7 branches of the cosmic and sacrificial tree in shamanism. It is representative of the cult of Apollo as the 7th day of the month was celebrated. The number 7 is a natural number that represents the quantity of 7 objects or units. It comes right after the number 6 and right before the number 8 in the number sequence. Although it may seem like an ordinary number, the number 7 holds great significance in many areas of mathematics, science, and culture. It is a prime number, which means it is only divisible by itself and the number 1. It is the 4th prime number in the number sequence following the numbers 2, 3, and 5. Furthermore, the number 7 is important in number theory because it can be expressed as the sum of 3 squares. It is considered a significant number in esotericism and has been the subject of study and contemplation by various mystical and philosophical traditions throughout history. This number is surrounded by an aura of mystery and is attributed with numerous deep meanings and symbolism. In Western culture, the number 7 is associated with good luck and perfection due to its appearance in religion and mythology. Additionally, in Japanese culture, the number 7 is considered an unlucky number because its pronunciation is similar to the word death in Japanese. In many ancient cultures, it was associated with perfection and wholeness as it was seen as a combination of the divine, represented by the number 3, symbolizing the Trinity, and the earthly, represented by the number 4, symbolizing the 4 elements and the 4 cardinal points. This union of the divine and the earthly was considered a representation of balance and completeness. A Hindu tradition attributes 7 rays to the sun. 6 correspond to the directions of space, and the 7th to the center. Similarly, the rainbow does not have 7 colors but 6. The 7th is white, the synthesis of the other 6. In biology, the number 7 represents the duration of a weekly cycle of human activity, which has been linked to the evolution of the human species. Additionally, in chemistry, the number 7 is significant as it represents the number of elements in group 7 of the periodic table, also known as the halogens. The 7 colors of the rainbow and the 7 notes of the diatonic scale reveal the presence of the number 7 as a regulator of vibrations. These vibrations, considered essential in many primitive traditions, are fundamental to the manifestation of matter. In esotericism, the number is associated with hidden knowledge, wisdom, and spiritual awakening. It is believed to possess deep spiritual energy and is related to the quest for truth and the meaning of existence. In many esoteric traditions, it is considered a sacred number and is attributed with mystical properties and special powers. The number 7 is key in the Gospel of St. John, where it appears in the 7 weeks, the 7 miracles, and the 7 mentions of Christ as I am. It also appears 40 times in the Book of Revelation, manifesting in the septenaries of the seals, the trumpets, the cups, the visions, and other series of 7 that structure the book. In tarot, the number 7 is represented by the chariot card. This card symbolizes forward momentum, control of direction, and success after conscious effort. The chariot represents the will and determination to achieve goals and overcome obstacles. But it also suggests the need to balance action with intuition and inner wisdom. The pairs of major arcana cards in tarot, whose sum is 7, are also significant. The pair of the Emperor and Empress, representing the father and mother, embodies perfection in manifestation. The integration of temporal power in both its internal and external aspects. The harmony of the 4 elements, and the three principles of secret science. Conversely, the spiritual pair composed of the high priest and high priestess also adds up to 7. 5 plus 2. As for the seventh arcana, which is the expression of these two marriages, it is not surprising that it corresponds to the chariot, the sign of consummation. It is related to the planet Neptune, which symbolizes spirituality, intuition, and the world of dreams. It is also associated with the zodiac sign Pisces, which is connected to compassion, sensitivity, and the search for spiritual truth. The relationship between the number 7 and alchemy is profound and significant. In alchemy, the number 7 represents perfection and wholeness, as well as the culmination of a process of transformation. The number 7 is mentioned 77 times in the Old Testament. This number, due to the transformation it represents, possesses inherent power and is considered a magical number. In the account of the fall of Jericho, for example, it is mentioned that 7 priests carrying 7 trumpets had to march around the city for 7 days. And finally, on the 7th day, they had to march around it 7 times before the city fell. According to the alchemists, there are 7 main stages in the alchemical transmutation process, known as the Great Work. These stages, also known as the 7 Hermetic Steps, represent the path to perfection and the attainment of the Philosopher's Stone, which symbolizes spiritual transformation and the realization of the human being. Each of the stages of the great alchemical work is associated with one of the 7 planets known in ancient times, which in turn correspond to the 7 metals known in alchemy: Saturn, lead, Jupiter, tin, Mars, iron, sun, gold, Venus, copper, mercury, and moon, silver. These 7 metals, along with the 7 planets, represent different alchemical aspects and principles that must be transmuted and balanced to achieve alchemical perfection. The number 7 is also related to the 7 alchemical elements: mercury, sulfur, salt, air, fire, water, and earth, which represent different forces and substances in the process of transformation. The number 7 has an important mystical and symbolic meaning in the Catholic and Christian tradition. Throughout the Bible, the number 7 repeatedly appears, both in events and symbols, and it is considered a sacred and divine number. The number 7 universally symbolizes totality, but a totality in constant movement or total dynamism. It is the key to the apocalypse. 7 churches, 7 stars, 7 spirits of God, 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 thunders, 7 heads, 7 plagues, 7 cups, 7 kings. 7 is the number associated with the Buddhic heavens. Avicenna also describes the 7 archangels, princes of the 7 heavens, who are the 7 watchers of Enoch and correspond to the 7 Vedic rishis. In creation, it is said that God completed his work in 7 days and sanctified the 7th day as a day of rest, known as the Sabbath or the Day of God. This institution of the 7-day cycle in the week is one of the foundations for the importance of the number 7 in the Christian tradition. Furthermore, numerous examples of 7 are mentioned in the Bible, such as the 7 sacraments, the 7 words spoken by Jesus on the cross, the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the 7 churches mentioned in the Book of Revelation. These examples highlight the idea of perfection, fullness, and completeness associated with the number 7. It is also present in Christian rituals and celebrations, such as the 7 sacraments that are considered channels of divine grace and the 7 days of Holy Week, culminating in the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday. It is related to the idea of spiritual perfection and is associated with concepts such as wholeness, fullness, and divine perfection. It is also symbolically used in the architecture of churches and cathedrals, where structural and decorative elements are often organized in groups of seven. In geometry, it represents the number of sides in a regular heptagon. The heptagon is a regular polygon that has seven equal sides and seven equal angles. Additionally, the number seven is important in trigonometry as it is used to represent the 45-degree angle. In sacred geometry, it is believed that geometric shapes and patterns have deep spiritual and symbolic meanings, and the number seven is present in many of these forms. The number seven universally symbolizes totality, but a totality in constant movement or total dynamism. It is the key to the apocalypse. Seven churches, seven stars, seven spirits of God, seven seals, seven trumpets, seven thunders, seven heads, seven plagues, seven cups, seven kings. Seven is the number associated with the Buddhist heavens. Avicenna also describes the seven archangels, princes of the seven heavens, who are the seven watchers of Enoch and correspond to the seven Vedic rishis. In creation, it is said that God completed his work in 7 days and sanctified the seventh day as a day of rest, known as the Sabbath or the Day of God. This institution of the seven-day cycle in the week is one of the foundations for the importance of the number seven in the Christian tradition. Moreover, numerous examples of seven are mentioned in the Bible, such as the seven sacraments, the seven words spoken by Jesus on the cross, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation. These examples highlight the idea of perfection, fullness, and completeness associated with the number seven. It is also present in Christian rituals and celebrations, such as the seven sacraments that are considered channels of divine grace and the 7 days of Holy Week, culminating in the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday. It is related to the idea of spiritual perfection and is associated with concepts such as totality, fullness, and divine perfection. Symbolically, it is also used in the architecture of churches and cathedrals, where structural and decorative elements are often organized in groups of seven. In geometry, it represents the number of sides in a regular heptagon. A heptagon is a regular polygon with seven equal sides and seven equal angles. Additionally, the number seven is important in trigonometry as it is used to represent the angle of 45 degrees. In sacred geometry, it is believed that geometric shapes and patterns hold deep spiritual and symbolic meanings, and the number seven is found in many of these forms. The number seven is frequently used in the Bible. For example, we find the seven-branched menorah, the seven spirits resting on the staff of Jesse, the seven heavens inhabited by angelic orders, and Solomon building the temple in 7 years. This number is also represented, along with the center, in the hexagram, Seal of Solomon. The week consists of 6 active days plus a day of rest, represented by the center. The hexagram has 6 angles, 6 sides, or 6 star arms, and the center plays the role of a 7th point. The 6 directions of space have a midpoint or center that gives rise to the number 7. 7 symbolizes the totality of space and time, by associating it with the number 4, which symbolizes the earth with its 4 cardinal points, and the number 3, which symbolizes the sky. 7 represents the totality of the moving universe. In literature and film, the number 7 has also been used in different contexts. For example, in the Harry Potter book series, the number 7 is significant because there are 7 books in the series, and each book represents a year in the life of the main character. In Akira Kurosawa's film, Seven Samurai, the number 7 represents the number of warriors hired to protect a village from bandits. Perhaps the heptagon is not a figure that is very present in your life, But have you ever stopped to count how many things are constituted or integrated by seven elements? If you pay attention, you will find the necessary vertices to find the answer. If you enjoy the information in this podcast, we ask that you recommend and subscribe to any of our channels and social media platforms, which we will leave in the description box. If tarot is what you like, this podcast is for you. From what you hear, take what serves you. Arcana.